Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Sleeman Center in Guelph, where the Rangers, well, I think it's fair to say they cruised to a 5-1 victory, their fourth in a row. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this game. Trent Swick got the party started, 4:41 into the game. Swick's 19th of the season from Hunter Brustevich and Matt Andonofsky. It was 1-0 for the Rangers. Then Tanner Lamb with his 9th of the campaign from Matt Sopp and Simon Motu at 8:53 on a Channers power play. That made it 2-0 Kitchener. This game could have taken on a much different complexion had the Max Namestnikov goal stood. He scored at 10:39, but it was called back, and it was a very quick review, so it must have been far more obvious to the officials and their replays than it was to me here in the booth. But it was quickly called back for an offside, and less than a minute later, the Rangers made it 3-0. So instead of 2-1, and Guelph being in the game, the Rangers opened up a bigger lead. Swick's second of the game and 20th of the season from Adrian Misiljevic and Matt Sopp at 11:35 of the first. And it was 3-0 for the Rangers. In the second, the Storm did get some life. Just 50 seconds into the middle frame, Jet Luchenko scored his 14th of the season from Braden Bowman and Jake Carabella. It was 3-1, but the Rangers would respond just 48 seconds later. Simon Motu with his 6th of the season from Philip Machar and Carson Rakoff at 1:38 of the second. And then Luca Romano with his 4th of the season from Max Diracolo at 7:45 of the second. 5-1 Kitchener. That's the way we finished the second, and that's the way we finished the third. It was a very sleepy, scoreless third period here at the Sleeman Center tonight. There just wasn't any fight in the Storm's dog here on home ice. The Storm dropped their third in a row. The Rangers win their fourth in a row. Kitchener goes 1-for-4 on the Channers power play. Guelph goes 1-for-5. The Rangers outshoot the Storm 28-19. 5-1 the final. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to Kitchener Rangers Hockey on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Guelph where the Rangers win at 5-1. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Hokus. And coach, a real nice, tidy win for your hockey club tonight. What were you most pleased with?
I thought our second line played a really good game. Parson in the net, really good. PK, even though one goal we scored, they scored the one, but otherwise PK was good. But yeah, overall, good things. Romano goal. Not the nicest win for us, but still 5-1. You have to be pleased with the result.
You mentioned the lines, your top line with Chalet, Rakoff, and Machar. Just your initial thoughts on their play.
No, they had chances, but for Chalet, it's I think the biggest thing for him is, well, we just came from Czech, so today would be the worst day for with the jet lag. So it was better to get him a game in, and it was quite a while. He played in the World Juniors, and so it's almost 10-15 days last game, so it was important for him just to get a game in and get him settled to our system. And I think he'll be a really good player for us, and he got first game out of his system, and Friday I think he'll be a lot better.
I know in the pregame with Mike you mentioned about needing to be better on the forecheck and the defensive zone coverage. Were you pleased with it tonight?
Forecheck, we have to be still better. D-zone, we were okay. Still work, but it's getting there.
Just your comments on the depth scoring on this club. You get goals from Swick and Lamb and Romano, Motu.
Well, yeah, that's the big thing. Good teams always have depth in their lineup, and when you have that, you have a chance to win every game, even though your first line doesn't score. Then we're a four-line team, what I've been talking about the whole year, and that's how we can keep the tempo up, and we have good players. So it's big when your Lammer, a 16-year-old, scores, your D-man scores. Well, Matthew, of course, he's a really important player for us. So it was nice to see him getting a goal, too. So, but, yeah, it's it was a solid performance, and I think Swick played a really great game today.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with his post-game thoughts following a 5-1 Ranger victory here in Guelph. Post-game coverage is brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside the Sleeman Center, where a crowd just shy of 4,600 has pretty much filed out following a 5-1 Ranger victory here on the road in the Royal City. On our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard tonight, boy, oh boy, I mentioned it earlier, the second hottest team in the Ontario Hockey League. If not for the London Knights, everybody would be paying attention, I think, to the Oshawa Generals. 11 wins in their past 14 games, five of them in a row. They trailed the Brantford Bulldogs 2-0, but now early in the third, it's a 2-2 score at the Civic Center in Brantford. The Bulldogs, if they can pull off a victory tonight, will leapfrog the Sudbury Wolves back into first place in the Eastern Conference. But Oshawa, in search of its sixth straight win, may have other ideas, battling back to a 2-2 tie. Again, that game started at a more normal hour. It was a 7 o'clock start. So their early third in Brantford, 2-2 the score between the Bulldogs and the Oshawa Generals on our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. Let's go back downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm here with Luca Roman, and congratulations on your fourth goal tonight. Walk us through what happened there. You seem to have a lot of time to just walk off the half boards right into the middle and rip a shot.
Yeah, I got it. It came up the wall and came through the middle, and yeah, I had tons of time and kind of got lucky. I hit the guy's stick and redirected it, went in the net. Just a good feeling, yeah.
You're 33 games into your OHL career now. Are you feeling more comfortable? Because your confidence level is sure showing.
Yeah, for sure. Even like after I scored that one, when you get confidence, I feel like I play a lot better. So once I get my confidence going, I think I'll be a lot better moving forward.
You've played with different line mates, and you've played center, and you've played right wing. Are you more comfortable in the center position?
I would say so, but I don't mind playing wing either, and I love my line mates.
What's the biggest, 30-plus games into, what's the biggest jump for you coming from, minor hockey to this level?
I mean, obviously the speed and physicality, like, I still need to get a lot bigger and faster, but, I mean, adjusting to that, that would be the biggest thing, I would say.
I have to ask you, the number 86, what's the story behind that?
I mean, I wanted to wear 22, but that was taken, I couldn't wear that, and I love the way Jack Hughes plays, and I love the way, like, the number 86 look. And no one had it, and I think I'm the first player in Kitchener history to wear it.
Well, you'll be the first person that people remember, too, because you're playing very well. How excited are you about a back-to-back with London in Kitchener on Friday, then in London on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to playing London a lot. I want to play in their building, and let's go get the 4 points.
Congrats on a good game. Congrats on just playing better and better all the time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Let's go get the 4 points, says Luca Romano. Big two games ahead, but the Rangers get the week started on the right skate with a 5-1 victory here in Guelph tonight. Post-game coverage is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside the Sleeman Center, where a crowd of 4,500 plus is disappointed, well, except for those in attendance here in Guelph that were wearing the Kitchener Rangers jerseys, and there were a good number of those tonight, so they will have a celebratory drive back home down Highway 7 as the Rangers roll to a 5-1 win here in the Royal City. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Your three stars brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Matthew Sopp had two assists for the Kitchener Rangers tonight. And Matthew Sopp is named the third star of this game. Those two assists move Sopp to 63 points on the season. That would tie him with his teammate, Carson Rakoff, but Rakoff had an assist as well. So Rakoff now at 64 points, Sopp at 63. For what it's worth, Denver Barkey also on 64 points. Hunter Brustevich added an assist tonight. He's at 68, which is one better than Anthony Romani of the North Bay Battalion. So Brustevich is now the league leader again in points. Sopp with his two assists now at 63 points on the season. Simon Motu had a goal and an assist tonight on the Rangers' blue line. He is named star number two. And Trent Swick scored twice, both of them coming in the first period, and that is good enough for first star honors here at the Sleeman Center tonight. So your three stars is a visiting team sweep. Swick, Motu, and Sopp, your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We're back to wrap from Guelph right after this, following a 5-1 Ranger victory over the Storm. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
A 5-1 win for the Kitchener Rangers here in Guelph tonight over a flat Storm squad. Some final thoughts from here in the broadcast booth before we call it a night and get back home to Waterloo Region. Should take us about 20 minutes. If we hurry, Fixie, we'll be there by about 9:35. Let's just ask anybody from Waterloo Regional Police to stay off Victoria Street. No, I kid. I loved what Luca Romano told you a moment ago. Let's go get the 4 points this weekend. He's not even talking about a split. He's not. I can't wait to play London. I can't wait to go to their building. Let's get the 4 points this weekend. Now we can look ahead to what's to come.
So he must have been listening to the fixes in, fixes out, and he wants me to look good on that. I like that. You know, you start with two. That was tonight.
Yep.
You worry about Friday, and then you worry about Saturday come Saturday. But, Mike, the way this team is playing with the confidence and their best line tonight, their best lines, sorry, wasn't Chalet, Rakoff, and Machar. It was everything below that. So once the top line gets clicking, and, you know, the coach mentioned that Chalet hasn't played, you know, all those things that he talked about. So I thought that line was off a little bit tonight. They were just getting to know one another. Boy, what a bonus. You get five goals and your supposed number one line, top line, doesn't really do a whole lot offensively.
You aced your quiz tonight, Fixie. If you want to send me, I got to get tougher, I guess, on the questions. If you want to send me questions for the fixes in for City Caps, just send me an email, mike@570news.com. You picked Kitchener, win 2 out of 3 this weekend. It's a good start, but it's not over yet. You said the Rangers would win 4 of 7. That's a tall order as well, kind of looking at it longer term like a playoff series. Guelph, London, the win already tonight. Then after that, Sioux, SAG, London, Guelph. So it's a tough stretch of 7 games for the Rangers. But on the ones in game, Chalet, multi-point game, the fix was out. And then could Kitchener hold Guelph to less than 3 goals? The fix was in on that. Both of those things happened, and you're off to a good start with 2 out of 3 this weekend. We've been talking about this since Sunday, Paul, the week ahead starting tonight. Now, as I said, we can just look ahead to what's going to be a real fun weekend. Look, and I mean this with utmost respect. I don't care what the coaching staff says about every 2 points being the same 2 points. This weekend is a little bit of a litmus test for the Kitchener Rangers this season. They're cruising in first place, and they're playing the London Knights, who have won 12 in a row.
I was just going to say, and they're playing a team that hasn't lost since, go back 12 games.
Exactly.
I don't know how far back it is. Obviously, London's playing well. They're playing with confidence. They've got a heck of a hockey club over there, but so do we. You know, let's get it going here. I can't wait, Mike, for Friday night in our building. And just getting back to tonight, and you mentioned, you know, me saying that Kitchener would hold them 2 or less. Part of my thinking there was, Mike, Parsons getting back in the net and his confidence. He didn't have a lot of work tonight. He didn't have a lot of grade A scoring chances. But you can only stop what they throw at you. And he was pretty darn good in net. He looked more like the comfortable, confident Jackson Parsons that we had seen prior to Malbuff taking the reins and running with it.
All signs are trending in the right direction for the Kitchener Rangers. Two goaltenders that are giving them solid play. depth scoring, young players, Romano and Lamb scoring tonight, Diracolo having a pretty decent game on the back end. You're right where you want to be heading into the big weekend.
And I really, the one name, Mike, that we've seen two games now is Olivier Savard. I thought he was really good again tonight. Like, he's just solid defensively, makes smart decisions with the puck, gets the puck out of the defensive zone into the neutral zone and lets the forwards deal with it. I thought he had another solid game. Brustevich is, you know, up to doing what he does best, and that's generating offense. A really good game throughout, and a really impressive 5-1 win in what's historically a tough building to play in. Tonight, I mean, Kitchener walked all over them. I was shocked that Guelph didn't come up with a better performance, I have to be honest.
You and me both on that score. A capacity crowd here at the Sleeman Center tonight. I cannot wait for that Memorial Auditorium on Friday, which is also going to be packed to the gills. We will see you there when the Rangers take on the Knights. Pre-game coverage here on City News 570 on Friday will start at 6:35. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good night from the Sleeman Center in Guelph.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.